This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. President Trump continues to defend himself against an intelligence official's complaint, which reportedly alleges he urged the new leader of Ukraine this summer to investigate the son of former Vice President Joe Biden. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In a series of tweets Saturday, President Trump calls his conversation with Ukraine's president perfectly fine and routine. He describes the whistleblower's accusation as partisan and directs attention to suggestions his personal attorney Rudy Giuliani has made that former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter's business dealings in Ukraine should be investigated. For his part, Biden told reporters in Iowa Trump is abusing his power.
He is violating every basic norm of a president. You should be asking him the question, why is he on the phone with a foreign leader, trying to intimidate a foreign leader, if that's what happened?
And he adds,
I'm calling the president to release the transcript of the call, let everybody hear what it is, let the House see it, and see what he did.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Violent protests took place in Hong Kong Sunday as demonstrators continued to challenge Beijing and the Hong Kong government. Thousands of people took to the streets of the Chinese territory. Reuters reports police fired tear gas on demonstrators who vandalized a light rail station. Australian traveler Elizabeth says she and her companion arrived early, but their flight was delayed until a day later.
But we did actually book the trip before we knew about the protests. So to be honest, if I had have known about the protests, I wouldn't have booked to come here.
A proposed bill that would have allowed some Hong Kong criminal suspects to be extradited to mainland China for trial sparked the once-long anti-government demonstrations. The extradition legislation has been withdrawn, but the protests continue. From Washington, this is VOA News. Gunshots could be heard and tear gas was fired Saturday in Cairo while police checkpoints were erected across the city. It's in response to a series of continued protests against the government of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Hundreds of armed soldiers and police officers in riot gear patrolled Tahrir Square, one of the locations where protests broke out Friday night. Fresh off a worldwide climate strike that took hundreds of thousands of young people out of classrooms and into the streets, youth leaders have gathered at the United Nations to demand radical action to fight climate change. The movement's most prominent figure is 16-year-old Swedish activist Greta Thunberg. She told UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres that youth are united and unstoppable.
But first of all, it's an enormous pleasure to be a keynote listener when we can listen to meaningful things like the ones we heard. And indeed, I've been more times keynote speaker than keynote listener, but that is one of the problems of world leaders, is that they talk too much and they listen too little.
Guterres also credited young people with changing him from a pessimist to an optimist in the fight against global warming. The World Health Organization says Tanzania has failed to respond to requests about information on suspected Ebola cases. The WHO says it has been made aware of unofficial reports about several possible cases of Ebola in different locations in the East African country. Officials in East and Central Africa are on Ebola high alert. They are seeking to avoid the spread of the disease that has experienced an outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo that has killed more than 2,000 people since August 2018. The icebreaker Polar Stern is in the early stages of its year-round trip to the Central Arctic, carrying scientists from 19 countries on board. They'll spend the next year close to the North Pole observing key climate processes in the hope of being able to generate more robust climate predictions in the future. Reuters' Francesca Linag has more details.
Marcus Rex, leader of the expedition Mosaic, said there is no region of our planet that is warming as rapidly and as substantially as the Arctic, and especially in winter.
Never before a modern research icebreaker has ventured out to the inhospitable central Arctic in winter. In summer, icebreakers have been there, not in winter, where the ice is so thick that we will be locked in the ice. We can't break it, and we will just drift with it, going where the ice is going, no matter where this will be. And we'll be in the hands of nature, driven by the forces of wind and ice, for better or worse.
Until now,
For more on this story, go to voanews.com.
Voice of VOA 1.